as we're getting into our last segment, we've talked it up. I guess we should probably mention where somebody can go look on EndEvap Cooling More, where they can buy these Shop Blaster and Patio Pals online. Perfect Father's Day gift, perfect gift for anybody in the family that loves just outdoor entertainment or entertainment period. You got a bunch of kids you want to send outside on the patio, flip that on, send them out there.
Yeah, Mother's Day and Father's Day. I tell the guys at the trade shows, you get the Patio Pal for Mother's Day for your wife, and then tell her, don't worry about Father's Day because I already bought the Shop Blaster for myself.
For Daddy, there you go. You can find both of these at rosieonthehouse.com in the air conditioning category under Phoenix Manufacturing. We've got them both listed there. There are locations you can go pick these up. You need a truck. You need to be able to unload it out of your truck when you get home. Or you can get it online at rosieonthehouse.com. We'll deliver it to your door within the week. And it's a plug and play. I mean, it's not like there's any kind of setup.
Nope.
I think there's you got to attach the float valve, I think.
Yeah. There's a garden hose attachment. There's a hard water line attachment for it. But it just plugs in just like any 110-volt appliance. Will plug it right into the outlet on your patio or in your garage, depending on which model you're talking about.
Turn on the water pump, turn on the fan, you're good to go.
You're good to go.
Final thoughts that we need to leave with Arizona homeowners as it relates to EndEvap cooling, how it applies to their home, their outdoor living space. You'd mentioned animals love it. I mean, we EndEvap cool our chickens. As soon as I get done with our mayor barn, you know, they're going out there.
Yeah, I think if there had to be one thing, the most important thing I'd like to get across is the evaporative coolers that we have today are not your grandpa's evaporative cooler. The evaporative cooler that we had 30, 40, 50 years ago was the Aspen cooler, and we still make a lot of Aspen coolers. It's our price point cooler. A lot of people buy those. They have them on their roof. They're still just as efficient as they ever were. The difference is what we have today and the media that we have today can last 5 to 7 years as opposed to having to change it once a year. The pumps are better. The drain systems, we have programmable drain pumps now that you can actually program the drain pump. If you have really bad water, you can have the dump system run more frequently.
And the dump system you could easily channel out to
your garden. Nothing wrong with that water, except the mineral content is just a little bit too high to continue using in an evaporative cooler. You can run that out. People water
ours
their citrus.
Ours off of our garage door goes to our citrus tree.
Goes right out to the citrus trees. That most people do. Because you have this bulk of water, this 10 gallons of water that has to go somewhere. And it's going to evacuate every 5 hours or every 8 hours. It's got to go somewhere. You might as well utilize that water. Like I said, it's perfectly good water, high in mineral content, just not really good to keep it in the evaporative cooler.
And even though we're using a lot of water to operate an evap cooler, it's still less water than a lot of people would think. And I don't have the exact numbers with me, but the reduction in electricity, you know,
well pays for it. Yeah, the thing is, you're still using water. And people say, oh, well, if I'm using water in the desert, is that a bad thing?
To make the electricity.
Yeah, think about that as well. But when you think about the water, you're using the water. Water is one of our easiest renewable resources. What happens to water when it sits outside in a puddle? It evaporates. It becomes a cloud. All we're doing is making that evaporation happen a little faster. So you're not really wasting water. You're using water, and you're paying for that water. The difference is you're paying pennies for that water as opposed to dollars for your electricity. That's really where the difference lies.
And the electricity all comes from water, whether it's, you know, through nuclear power for right. Spinning the turbines, making steam. So it's kind of a mute point. I wish I had the numbers specifically in front of me, but every time we get them, they change. You know, there's no exact science to that water number. But anyway, it's a great application for just adapting to the desert and the environment. And Phoenix Manufacturing, y'all have been around for
43 years.
For 43 years.
Yeah.
And commercial, residential, outdoor, portable. Anything we're missing product-wise? What am I missing, Gary? Anything else that people need to know about EndEvap cooling?
Just that if they have one on their house and they call a contractor and the contractor tries to talk them out of it and saying, I'm going to close up the hole, I'll sell you a more efficient air conditioning unit, Tell them thanks, but no thanks. Evaporative cooler is really what I want because I want to have both. You might as well have the best of both worlds.
It gives you options.
Absolutely.
So, and even on those times we were, it was earlier this February, Amanda called. She's like, it's 84 degrees inside. She's like, babe, turn on the air conditioning then. And we've got a lot of kids at home and you don't want them to be uncomfortable. She's like, I cannot bring myself to do it. I've gone over there to turn on the air conditioning and it's February. I can't do it. It's a perfect opportunity.
Right.
You could even take your patio pal, roll it inside and flip it on or put it right outside your living room and blow it right into your living room where everyone's sitting anyway when it's that hot.
In a pinch. In a pinch you could do that. We'd recommend doing a whole house cooler.
Right. Sure. All right, Phoenix Manufacturing. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Just look in the air conditioning or vap cooling category. And when we can find something made in America, that's great. When we can find something that's made in Arizona, that's even better. Phoenix Manufacturing right here, local Arizona company, local business, local jobs, local industry. Everything is just, you know, it's local support of our community. And the direct website?
PhoenixManufacturing.com.
Gary, thanks for your time this Saturday morning. And tune in next Saturday. We'll continue our conversation on outdoor living here in this beautiful time of year to live in this beautiful state of Arizona.